Invasive species love to sneak a ride on boats. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are more than 180 exotic species in the Great Lakes, and we help move them around.
Research has shown that boats and trailers moving from one lake to another are the number one vector, the number one pathway of invasive species moving from one water body to the next.
That's Jo Lattimore. She's an outreach specialist with the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. She says there's an easy way to stop this.
We want to make it the in thing to wash your boat before you launch or before you depart.
Lattimore heads up a crew of student interns that's been traveling all over the state this summer. They're towing a mobile boat washing station. It has two big water tanks, a diesel heater to warm up the water, and a hose for pressure washing. They hang out at boat launches with a big sign that says free boat wash. But it's not always an easy sell.
They kind of look like they're coming this way, so we might get lucky.
Sarah Plantrich is watching a guy take his boat out of Lake Lansing.
They might also try and hide and take the shortcut out that way. It happens.
And he turns them down. Maggie Corcoran says they have about a 50% success rate.
Most people are pretty positive about the message, but I think we get a lot of people who think we might be soliciting something from them because we're asking them to come over and, like, take stuff from us. Even if we say free boat wash, a lot of people perceive it as an inconvenience.
In fact, on this morning, nobody takes them up on it at all. So they call a friend who lives nearby to show me how it's done. Mark Stevens says he washes his boat before he goes to a new lake, but he says people just might not know they should.
If you're just a general, you know, boater, fisherman, you know, that doesn't do it a lot, you might come to a spot and put your boat in and then leave, not even know that there's a spray thing here.
The crew turns the power washer on, and they give Stephen's boat a quick wash. Maggie Corcoran says the whole process takes about 5 minutes.
And we really focus kind of where the boat meets the trailer, because that's where plants tend to get stuck.
There's actually a state law that makes it illegal to launch a boat in Michigan with any kind of aquatic plant attached to it. But Jo Lattimore says you've also got to watch out for other kinds of invaders. A boat's bilge and live well can carry diseases or microscopic species. So she says you should always drain the water from your boat and let it dry. And she says even canoes and kayaks can be a problem.
Zebra mussel larvae can attach to the hull of your kayak, and you may not know that, but by simply washing it or wiping it down or just letting it dry for a few days, you can prevent the spread of those things that you might not even see.
So Lattimore and her team are trying to get people to wash their boats voluntarily, but other places are passing laws. On Glen Lake in Leelanau County, it's mandatory to wash your boat. Two townships in the area passed ordinances 8 years ago. If you don't wash your boat, you can get hit with a $500 fine. Mike Litch is with the Glen Lake Association.
But most people are very, very good about it and want to do the right thing and really compliment us on our work. So the ordinance is a good backup, but we've never had to turn anybody in, if you will.
He says they've been washing boats at Glen Lake for a couple decades, and he says it's working. They have very few invasive species in the lake. You can find some tips on how to make sure you're not spreading invaders around on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.